But we're doing what we're calling the one another's, because there are about 60 places in the scripture in which it talks about saying something like love one another, build up one another, bear one another's burdens, care for one another, be kind to one another. They're just all over the place. What we did is sort of put them together, and we've come up with seven what we call positive one another's and three of the negative one another's. And under those seven, there are more of those than that. So let me give you just a little background here. I think we've got a slide that starts with, this is the outline, isn't it? Okay, if you want to just go through it really quickly, here's the one another's. The overarching one is love one another, and then we talked about serving one another. The second one is care for one another, which is being kind, regarded, and being devoted. The third one is, we kept on going and bear one another and all that. Then the third one is build up one another, and that's where we're going to be this morning, Romans 14:19. Under that's encouraging one another. Then the fourth one, admonish one another. If we finish lesson three, we'll get to this one this morning. What does it mean to admonish one another? And then the fifth one is forgive one another, which is very powerful. That's also in lesson four. Then pray for one another, and then last but not least on this, submit to one another. Then we said there were some negative ones, and when we say negative, it's a negative, it's put a negative way. Don't judge one another. And then number two is don't have conflicts one with another. And then number three is where he talked about in 1 Corinthians, where he says don't have lawsuits with one another. That's the ones we put together, and over these weeks we've been going through them. I think, do we have the flow? I think we do. The overarching one, where's the overarching one that is love one another? Is that slide? No, that's to the very end. If you can go back to the sort of the front of that. There it is. Love one another, overarching theme, 1 John 4:11. That's kind of the key. Now let's get the running start through the very end of this one. Why is it? Well, I think I want to skip that. I just want to go and get the one another's that you had, beginning with serve one another. Go ahead and go past that. If you skipped over to lesson four, you're going to have to go back to lesson three, okay? Because lesson three is, we're right at the end. Okay. We're still not back to the front. Just forget that. And we're just going to have to get to, go ahead and put it on the one that says building up one another. And I'm just going to have to remind you of the other things. If you have your handout here, remember, we talked about, has he got it? That's where we're supposed to start, but I wanted to give a review before we got to that, and I don't know if, can you find it on there? It's on lesson three. If you go back to the first of lesson three and run through lesson three, I think it's right after the outline on lesson three. I'm not sure. Okay, there's what we've seen so far. Serving one another, and that's where we take the gifts, talents, and abilities that we have and to serve one another, Galatians 5:13. We saw caring for one another, and I think underneath that were several things where we reach out to one another. The third one is to build up one another. This is where we were last time. I want to remind you of this on building up one another. That's where we are this morning. We'll forget the background. Let's just build up one another. How about that? Let's do that. You know, when we get to number three, and we've seen those others, the number three is building up one another. I think one of the key in relationships is building up each other. Romans 14:19 says this, so then let's pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. You know, in Ephesians, the Bible talks about equipping the saints to do the work of the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. And that's where we are, and that's what we're talking about. We want to build up one another. We want to help each other in a number of ways. I think that when you think about building up one another, it's a very positive aspect. Because I talked last week about we live in a world that tears us down, tears us to pieces all the time. And as we go through life, we are to build up one another. We want to help each other grow. There's this idea. Notice if you're in Romans 14, look what it says, 14:19. So then, we pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. There's a very positive statement here. He says, pursue the things that make for peace and he's got it written how you say it in the Greek, and pursue the building up of one another. Too often in the body, we don't make peace, and then sometimes in the body, we don't build up each other. It is very easy to be critical. We talked about this last week, I think, as we got into this. It's so easy to be critical. We can look at every one of us in this room and we can find things that we don't like. We can find things that we say are wrong. We can find things that people have said or done. And let's face it, as we go through life and the closer we get to each other, and if we're going to fulfill the one another's, which is to love one another, that's the starting one, all these others fasted unto that. If you're going to love one another and be kind to one another and be careful for one another and be devoted to one another and do all of these things, even to the building up one another, you're going to have to get close to each other. And as we get close to each other, that means we're going to really get to know each other. And when we really get to know each other, guess what? We're going to find things we don't like about each other. Because at a distance, you can impress. At a distance. If you don't know people very well, from a distance, they seem impressive. People do. You say, boy, that person, boy, there's something. Then you get to know them and you go, there's something, all right? They're really something, right? The truth is, you impress at a distance, but you impact when you're close. You want to impact lives. Now, if you want to impress people, just stay a distance from them and be a nice person, and you will impress people because they'll say, that's a really nice person. But if you want to impact people, you're going to have to be close to them. And when you get close to them, that's where they're going to see what you're like. And when we do that, that's where we have to love one another and build one another up and do all of these things. So I think positive, he says, pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. When I came to Countryside 21 years ago and sat down with the two men that were in the church, when we sat down with them and talked, they said, what are the things? What do you think we ought to do? And I talked about Matthew 28, 18 through 20, which is the Great Commission to make disciples, evangelism and training. And then we talked about the Ephesians passage, which it says, equip the saints to do the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. And this is what I think all ties in here. So how do we do this? And I think, first of all, I want you to see building up. The first one is spiritually. We want to build each other up spiritually. 2 Peter 3:18 and 2 Timothy 2:2 are great verses. We'll leave that there for a second. Let's think about helping people grow spiritually, helping people be built up. 2 Peter 3:18 says, grow in the what? Anybody know? In the grace and what? Knowledge of Jesus Christ. See, if you grow only in grace, you'll have license because you let anybody do anything. If you grow only in knowledge, you'll have legalism. Because you got all the rules. What you do is grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. That all flows together. And so we want to help people know. We want to help people know Christ. We want to help people know the Bible, help them grow in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. So the first thing we're doing is helping them grow spiritually. 2 Timothy 2:2 is a famous verse. We've got a class we call the 2:2, which is based off 2 Timothy 2:2. He says, take the things that you've been taught in the presence of many witnesses. You entrust these to faithful people who will be able to do what? Teach others. See, what we do is we help each other grow spiritually. And we equip each other to do the ministry. That's the bottom line. At Countryside, we've been very fortunate. The church started, as you know, the church started before I came, but I was the first pastor. And when we started growing for a long time, even when we had 300 to 400 to 500 people, we still just had me. And a lot of places, like in seminary, they would say, after you get 200 people, for every 100 people after that, you have to have a staff. That's what they would teach you. So a church with 500 would need 4 to 5 staff at least. But we only had one. And it's not because I can, you know, do a lot of energy. I do have a lot of energy. But the bottom line is, the believers do the ministry. See, the bottom line is, they equip the saints to do what? Do the work of the ministry. So instead of us saying, let's go hire somebody to do this, we say, let's equip the believers in this body to do the ministry, because this is your church. This is your ministry. This is with your gifts and talents and abilities. That's the bottom line. So as we've taught many times, that whatever your gifts, talents, and abilities are, as we go all the way back to the one that says, by love, serve one another. Well, you have to use your gifts, talents, and abilities to serve one another. Well, if this body is going to be built up, if we're going to build each other up spiritually, you've got to take the gifts, talents, and abilities that you have, and you've got to equip people to help them grow. Equip the saints, do the work of the ministry for the building up of the body of Christ. And so I think of the spiritual aspect here is a lot of people, every time they think of helping somebody else grow, they think of Bible teaching. Well, that's a part of it. But the truth is this. When you know truths from God's Word, you do not have to have the gift of teaching to communicate those truths to others. You just have to be a person who's willing to share. It doesn't mean you have to have the gift of teaching. It means you can communicate. And so you know what you believe and why you believe it, and you're helping other people do the same. And that's what we do spiritually. So are you helping others? Are you using your gifts? Do you know the Bible? Are you helping people grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ? Let me read something to you. This is in Hebrews chapter 10. It's a famous verse that most of you could quote it. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Let's not forsake the assembling together as the habit of some, but let's encourage one another as we see the day approaching." He goes on to say, the verse before it says, "Let's consider how we can stimulate one another to love and good deeds." The idea is we're encouraging one another. And when we encourage one another, we're helping build one another up. And this is, I think, from the spiritual aspect. Now, there's a second aspect, which I think is vital, and that is emotionally. We build each other up emotionally. And, you know, in our lives, everything's tearing us down. Listen to this. I'll quote First Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore, encourage one another, build one another up, just as you are doing." Encourage and build one another up. I think we do that. I think we do that emotionally. We help people. We talked about last week that we're in a fallen world, and that when you walk out these doors, the average person, when you go out these doors, the area that you're going, whether it's at your job or maybe at school or people, they're going to be more likely tearing you down than building you up. That's just what you find. Because people are so, they have such a poor self-image that in order to make themselves look good, they want to tear others down. That's how most people make themselves look good. If they're bothered about something, they'll say, "Yeah, but that person, they're terrible." You know? And so what they're doing is making themselves feel better or look better because they tear others down. So when we go out these doors, you can expect that people are not going to be building you up emotionally. People are not going to be helping you grow emotionally and encouraging you. You can expect that the world is going to be battering you down. So we got to have each other to build each other up emotionally. Hebrews 3:13, listen to this. If I can find it. Hebrews 3:13, listen to what this says. "But encourage one another." Do what? It's supposed to be 3:13, I think. "But encourage one another." If the paper may be wrong. If it says 13:13, it's supposed to be 3:13. "But encourage one another today, as long as it's called today." Encourage one another. I think this is the key in our relationships. The world pulls us down, discourages us, is opposed to us. Let me tell you, and I'm going to tell you this honestly, as if I've been lying, but this is honestly to you, okay? The only way that I've been here for 21 years is because some of you in this room, I can look at your faces, some of you in this room have kept me going by encouraging me. That's the only way I've stayed. It's the only way that any of us continue to be able to do things, be faithful, make it through life. It's that we have others there to encourage us and keep us going. I can remember as a young boy, 16, 17 years old, when I met Coach Tyler, which you've heard me say, he ended up being coach at Mississippi State, and that's when I coached at Mississippi State with him. But at 16, 17 years old, he encouraged me and made me believe that I could do something. And see, what we got to do with each other is make each other believe that in God's power through us, we can impact people for Christ. Because if I said, "Hey, let's all go share our faith," most of us say, "I'm too scared to go share my faith. I don't even know how to do it. I'm scared. I don't know what to say." We got to encourage each other that you can do that. You can know the scripture. You can be so confident that you can just share your faith because you love Jesus Christ and you love people. We've got to be there for each other. And the only way we're going to make it is together we say we can do it. He says, encourage one another. Today, while it's called today, encourage one another. We're to be positive, to encourage, we're to help. And I'm telling you that the only way we can make it is to do that. What can you do? How can you encourage somebody? How can you do it? Let's talk for just a second. How can you encourage somebody? You can call them and you can say, "Hey, I was just thinking about you and I just want you to know I love you. And if you ever need me, let me know. And I thank God for you." What else can you do? You can pray for them. And let me tell you, if you pray for them, what should you do? Tell them that you're praying for them. One of the football coaches, Gunter Brewer, is the wide receiver coach. He comes to Countryside. He was in the first service. I love him. And I pray for him every day. And I always see him right before the game. And sometimes I don't usually get to see him after the game, but I usually see him at church. And he knows I pray for him every day. And you know what he says? He says, don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. And that's the same for all of us, right? I've told you, if you would, and if you got a prayer book, and if you pray every day, then right on the Sunday morning before you come, pray for me. Just write down that at least what I say will make sense. You know, it'll come out and people will understand it, and that I will actually be true to the scripture, that I'll teach the word of God, not opinions, but the word of God clearly and distinctly, because that's what you'll want. And so pray for that. Pray for each other. What's another thing we can do? We can call one another. We can pray for each other. What else? Well, that's right. We can love one another. But remember, love one another is an overarching one. So how do we show that we're going to love for one another and encourage one another? What do we do?
Do thanks for people.
Huh?
Do thanks for them.
Okay, so
visit them in the hospital if they're sick. You know, visit them at home.
Let them know that you care about them. Let them know that you love them. And that encourages them. Especially when somebody comes to see you. Make sure you're invited. But anyhow, come to see them. You know. What else? What else can you do?
Share the word
of God?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. Because that's the key. Because even though we're talking the emotional thing, there's still the spiritual aspect, which is as you share the word of God with people, you're going to help encourage them and help them grow and edify and build them up from a spiritual aspect as well as an emotional aspect. What about writing them a note or a letter? How long does it take to write a note and mail it? How long does it take to write a note? 2, 3, 4 minutes? You're the best. Yeah. And they get that and they go, wow. Because they know it took your, what? It took your time to do that. So, do what? You thought about them. That's right. Encourage one another day after day. See, encouraging one another is not a one-time deal. Well, I encouraged them in 1964. You know, it's not that. No, it's continual. How about write them a note, make a call, tell them how much they mean to you, do something for them, spend time with them. We need to be encouraged. And as I said, and I'm being very truthful, if it weren't for some of you in this room even now, there's no telling what would have happened over the years. 21 years is a long time. There's been a lot of downs. Been a lot of great ups. Oh, tremendous ups. Ah, I'm having so much fun. But there's been some sad things. Been some real hurtful things. And if it wasn't for you and your encouragement, it's amazing. We love one another. I think there's, yeah, is there a next slide? Is there another slide that's right after this one? Yeah. We've been seeing that we love one another, and what do? We serve one another, we care for one another, we build one another up. That's what we're to do. Now, I think we're at the end of that lesson, and I've got some applications there I want you to think about, and then, if Lord willing, we'll start the next study. But I want to open it up for some questions in just a second. So let's look at the applications, and then we'll start the other one if we have time. You see the applications. First one is let's love one another. That's the overarching one, and as we said over and over again, if we will do that, if we'll say, I'm going to love one another. Now, love one another is not a what? Love is not a what? It's not a feeling. If it's an action, and if you wait for feelings, you may never love some people. Yeah, it's true, right? Are there some people you don't like? Is there some people you don't like just because you don't even like the way they look? I mean, be honest. Let's face it. You see somebody, you say, I don't like them. Why don't you like them? I don't like the way they look. Well, who made them? You or God? And so we have to admit that there's some people that their personalities or the way they think, or they just don't mesh with us. So it doesn't mean you have to like everybody. It means you have to what? Love them. And love means you are going to do for them what is best for them, whether you feel like it or not. That's what love is. So we got to love one another. And the overarching one is that if we're doing that, we will be doing what? A, we'll be serving one another. We'll use the gifts, talents, and abilities that we have to serve one another. Then B, we will also be caring for one another. And you remember all those different ones that we saw, being devoted to one another, being kind to one another, all those kind of things. I think they're there, right? Being kind, is there something? Regarding one another, is there a third one? Devoting or something? Yeah, being devoted, where we bear one another's burdens and we accept each other. That was last week, so that's in that first part of that lesson. And you know what's amazing about that is that when you really care for one another, that you are devoted to them and you'll help them in the burdens and you'll accept them the way they are. Because we're all different. We're all fallen. We're all sinful. We all have the great things. We all have the... Well, I was talking to a couple the other day. We were talking about personalities, like a type A personality or type B or a melancholy type personality, a person, you know, who's the outgoing and fun. And, you know, we talked about that with every personality, there is a strength and a weakness. And that's true in everything that we do. Every time when we relate to people, there are strengths and weaknesses in everyone. We need to accept each other as we are, loving one another, caring for one another, being devoted to one another, bearing one another's burdens. And then the last one in this thing is building up one another, both spiritually and emotionally. Now, most believers, and you've heard me say this many times, most believers, if you ask them, are we to share our faith, every hand would go up. But if we also said, are you to teach others the Bible, most hands would not go up. Well, that's building up one another spiritually as you help communicate to others the truth of God's Word. And you are to do that. That's what making disciples is all about. That's what the Great Commission is, evangelism and training, teaching them to observe all what you've commanded. So we have the responsibility. Oh, we got all that there, teaching and encouraging each one to grow more and more. To grow whatever that is. Hey, good job. Grow more and more like Christ, building up one another, teaching and encouraging each other. My prayer is that we'll do that. We want to love each other, fulfilling the one another's as we seek to impact. Now, before we get to lesson four, let's stop for just a second. Any questions, comments, input on what we've talked about? Oh, has it been over here? Has the chart been over here for the donuts? Okay, put the donut chart this way. Yeah. You started at the back. They can start at the back. They can sign back there, too. Start it with Tommy Lee, because I want something from Tommy Lee there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, questions, comments about anything? What have we talked about? What's up? Yeah.
All of the speeches and writings I've ever seen about business ethics and control and so forth, every one of them is in the Bible.
The basic truths that work is what you're talking about.
You know, they talk about uplifting people by, well, if you got to criticize them, give them a sandwich job. And if they're talking about how bad they feel, listen and do not comment. I'm just not judgmental. All of the whole thing that they teach right here.
I know you might not have heard, but he said that in all of the business things that he's read and seen and articles and everything that talk about how to do business and how to relate to the people that work for you or work under you, he says it's the principles that he sees from the Scripture about taking care of them and building them up and helping them. And if you've got to criticize them, you build them up and then tell them the truth. But that's admonish. That's number four. That's what we're just about to look at if we have any time. But it is true. And that the truths of God's Word work whether we're talking about something that's so-called Christian or not. But the truths of the Word of God always work. And if in our lives, if we will love one another. Now, one of the questions that came up, I think, 2 weeks ago is when we're talking about one another's, is this just relating to believers? If you look at this passages, the one another's are relating to one another in the body of Christ. But the truths of the one another's, how we relate to each other, can easily be done with any human being, whether they're believers or non-believers, either way. So we should love people even if they're not Christians. We should build them up. We should be there for them because they're going to see that you're totally different. What they'll see is you love them. If you do the one another's, they will see that you love them because it works that way. When we love them, we'll do the one another's. And when we're doing the one another's, they say, you must love me. And that's what we see all the time.
Judy, it's real easy to love somebody that does things for you. It's really hard to love those that don't love Jesus and to let them know that you're different, that he lives inside of you and every day your light shines on them. Through my life, I've seen people accept Jesus Christ because I held their hand, because I hugged them when they needed a hug. We go about our busy lives. I heard this morning that we have four generations living today, because the older are living longer and the younger are coming up and catching us. We need to love one another.
I hope you could hear what Patricia says. First of all, she said it's easy to love somebody that does stuff for us. But it's not easy to love people who are against us, don't do something for us, or don't love Jesus, or are against us. And all you have to do is read certain articles, or hear somebody speak, or read something in a newspaper where they're criticizing Christians, or turn on the television. And it's easy not to love those people. But as Patricia said, that what you have to do, just like we have to let the light of Jesus Christ shine through us. We are His representatives. And with the truths of God's Word, as we love one another, you remember one of the things that we said, as we love one another, the world will know that we belong to Jesus Christ. They will. They will see that we are different. Because it's so easy to be just like the world. It's easy to talk about how much we love each other and hug each other and see each other, and then we go out in the world and we hate the world. And when I'm talking about the world, I'm not talking about the fallen world system, because we don't want to have anything to do with the fallen world system. But what we have to do is love the people. Because see, the people aren't the enemy. That's the thing we've talked about. We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but rulers, powers, principalities of darkness. We're in a spiritual battle. Human beings are not our enemy. Even though we may think they're our enemy, we may not like them, they may be opposed to us, they may have a different view of everything, but they're still not the enemy. We have to love them as Jesus Christ loved us. And that's why He said it. He said, here's the deal. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then I'm going to change it. I'm going to make it a higher level. Not just love your neighbor as yourself, but you love others as I have loved you. He lifted it up. So that's why the one another's all arch under loving one another. Everything else fits under that. Well, I stalled us long enough that we didn't have to start lesson four. Is that right? Well, lesson four is going to be pretty good, because we're going to be talking about admonishing one another. Now, what does that mean? I know that's the bell. What does admonish mean? It has the idea of correction. It has an idea of confrontation. How many in this room love to confront? There's going to be a couple of people that go, well, truly, I sort of do. Yeah, that's because you got the... you've got that gift of encouragement. See, the gift of encouragement is both positive and negative. When I say negative, it means sometimes I build up and sometimes I tear down, but not tearing down in a non-loving way, but tearing down in a biblical way. Because sometimes you have to tell people they're wrong. We're going to talk about how to do that. That's some good stuff. Heavenly Father, what a great morning. Thank you for this class. Lord, I pray that we will not see other people, especially the unbelieving world, as the enemy, but we will love them. And we will love one another. We'll build one another up. We'll encourage one another. We'll bear one another's burdens. We'll be kind to one another. We'll serve one another. We'll do all of these one another that we've seen so far, and that we'll just keep on loving one another. Thank you for each one in this room. Thank you for the encouragement that they have given to me, that not only have they built me up spiritually, Lord, they have built me up emotionally over these years. Thank you for that. And I pray, Lord, we'll keep doing that for each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.